On Sunday, the 12th of May, we will celebrate, we will mark Mother's Day here in South Africa. And in the build-up to that day, over the next 5 weeks, we will be honoring some of the wonderful women and motherly figures in our communities. They don't have to be biological parents, but particularly women who play a role, and the role of mother, to those in need and those around them. And one such magic mom Cape Talk listeners have informed us about is Elizabeth Mans. She lives in Versantekraal. Unemployment is rife. Opportunities for young people are few and far between. And so she recognized there was this need in her community. Seeing little kids left vulnerable to abusive homes and also a community where crime is rampant. So she opened up a home to take children in who are in desperate need of care. She joins us now from Versantekraal. Is Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining us. Tell us how Lizzie's Happy Care Home came into existence.
Lizzie's Happy Care Home actually started in 2017 when I first take my first child in. And and after that, the children just coming out, they go and they come, and this is how I started to work with DSD Bellville, and yeah.
How did you identify these children in need, or did children simply start coming to you?
In 2017, one little girl was my cousin's girl. She was 3 years old, and she was abused by the stepfather. And 28th of August, people was come and call me and told me that I must come and look what this guy is doing to this little girl. And I actually went there, and he was sitting on the three-year-old girl, and the people wanted to beat him up. And I called the police, and the police came, and this is how I actually started to take the child with me. And I follow all the processes with the social workers. And this is how she was being placed in safe care, temporary safe care in my care. And after three months, they actually put the child in my care for 2 years. And after 2 years, they actually put the child in my care for until she's 18 years old. So she's 12 years old now, so she's still in my care. Until she's 18.
And since then, you've taken on 9 other children in your care.
Yes. Some of them is in safe care, and some of them is in foster care.
And what are the conditions in which these children live? We know that Versantekraal, like many other communities in Cape Town, around the country, not the most conducive for a positive upbringing for children. Crime, abuse, substance dependence, you know. Tell me about the backgrounds of these 9 children that you look after.
Some of the children is sexual abuse, some of the children is abuse, and some of the children is neglect in our community, and some of them is from outside our community.
And these are children whose parents and whose home families you actually might know from the Versantekraal era, but there's a recognition that they're simply not being looked after in those homes.
Yes. 2 of the children in my care is from Versantekraal. I know them very well. I'm a community leader as well. So I know them very well. And some of them is from outside the community. Some of the parents is on drugs. And the youngest child that is in my care is 4 months now.
Gosh, 4 months. So you have a baby in your care,
yes,
currently.
Yes.
Gosh, from what we've been told from one of our listeners is that you live in a modest home in Versantekraal. You live in a 2-bedroom home, but you have also, look, you sacrifice your time and your effort, your energy, and I'm sure your money, but also you've even sacrificed your bed. You don't sleep in your bedroom, you sleep in your lounge because you want the kids to at least sleep on a firm and solid bed.
Yes, that's correct. I just wish I can have a bigger house, or maybe there will be an angel pitch up and just put an extra structure up for me so that my house can be bigger. But for now, as long as my children is safe and warm in a warm bed, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Elizabeth, you're also part of the community watch there in the CPF there in for Santa Cruz. What we tend to forget in South Africa is that our problems, our deep problems of particularly crime, they don't happen overnight. They're 14, 18 years in the making. And how we undo that, we have to start now to see impact in 15, 18 years time. Just tell me about the level of hopelessness and this lack of opportunity where that's few and far between that's affecting children now. They may be 5 years old now, but because of the circumstances that they live in, not saying that every child who grows up in poverty will turn to crime, but that it has a very, very big impact on the trajectory of a young child's life. You are actually trying to change the trajectory of at least 9 children that are currently living in your home.
Yes, crime is it's taking place. It feels like it is almost a delf in a belha, you know, that we are sitting in. Crime is taking place every time. Robberies, housebreaking, and those kind of things. And this is terrible, where young children from the age of 5 taking place in gangsterism. And this is not what we want in our community. I'm the chairperson of the neighborhood watch in Fi Santa Cruz, but like every night when we patrol, we will see young children walking in groups with older young men to try to do house robberies and to house robberies and rob people on the streets and so on. Innocent people, they are on their work, they are coming from work. It is so heartbreaking just to see those people, they're working so hard and they must suffer. Some of them will be stabbed, some of them will be killed. Innocent people, it is so heartbreaking, and this is not what I want my children to grow up in, a community like this, because if I just see what is outside, what is happening outside in our streets, then I rather stay on my knees and pray to God that this is not what must happen to my children. Even drug dealers come from outside, come and sell drugs in our community, taking these young children to sell drugs for them, standing on the shops, corners of the shops, and just sell it to other children, Dacha, Mendrats, you name it. So this is not what we want our children to, a community to, what our children must grow up into.
Elizabeth Mans, are you doing valuable work in the Fi Santa Cruz era? She's the first of our magic moms. It's motherly figures who are taking charge in the communities, and as we build up to Mother's Day over the next 5 weeks, we'd like you to motivate and nominate someone we can talk to and who you feel is a extraordinary person who is doing something in a motherly capacity for their community. Elizabeth Mans, the in for Santa Cruz. She's taken on 9 children in her home. She lives in a modest 2-bedroom home. She wants them to at least have a firm bed to stay on, to sleep on. So she sleeps in her lounge. She sleeps on the floor in her lounge. You're doing absolutely amazing work, and I hope it gets honored. Elizabeth Mans.